Welcome back to You Are Beautiful with Brian Trust. Вы красивы.
Look at that. Hello, everybody. Welcome to You're Beautiful. We got MJ, CJ, and big boy Brian Trust. How about you guys? I'm just like wound and ready to go. So, but before I do, how are you guys?
Hanging in there. It's been terrible. I'll just be honest with you.
I prefer honesty.
I'm just going to be honest here. It's 201. It's the 10th episode of You're Beautiful. I quit smoking, and I have been an absolute terror to be around lately. Just going to be honest.
Well, I struggle believing that because, folks, check out the Jack Nicholson sway back going on. I think he's ready for the weekend. He says he's cranky, and I absolutely love that smile. Matter of fact, well, hey, hang on. Before we continue, okay, you just said the 10th episode.
Yes.
Congratulations, Brian.
Thank you. It's just not my waist limit, though. I got so much to talk about, but here's what I want to do first. Something different. Y'all see the number, the 314 number, right? I want to ask you guys. I want to ask our viewers and our listeners. This is something crazy, okay? So I'd like to believe everybody who tunes into the show, including yourselves, you know who God is, okay? You don't have to answer that, but you know who God is. I'm going to ask a question. And at the end of the show, we're going to talk about it. But listen, I also know not everybody watches this show live. Matter of fact, shout out to Adam. Hit me up this past week. He says, Brian, I listened to you on my ride home. Now I know I got two listeners, Mom and Adam. No, I'm just kidding. I just hope.
When are we going to the lake, Adam?
That's a different Adam. Oh, so now we got three Adam. Three listeners.
Dang it. Okay.
Okay. I still want to go to the lake. But the question I'm going to ask you, and again, let's go back to the 314 number. What I mean by that is a lot of people might not listen live.
Mm-hmm.
So what I encourage you to do that if you meditate on this and you think about it, hit that number up and I'm going to have you answer my question. Before I go to the question, don't forget if you have prayer requests, I also want to bring up if there's something you'd like to hear me talk about on the show, use the number. That's what it's there for.
Yep.
So here's the question. Not who is God? What is God? Okay, so we're not going to elaborate yet. Let that stew. I'm going to be honest with you. Somebody asked me that probably several months ago. I was humiliated and embarrassed to say I couldn't answer it. I mean, I did a couple times, and he said no, and he said no, and it was just one random night I sent him my answer, and he said bingo. So we'll get back to that, okay? But before we continue, I'm all over the place. Here we go. CJ, I've been watching you on the Daily Dose. And one thing, when I first met you, you said, Brian, I am brutally honest that you have never lied until we talked about the horizon and the miles. You could see it was a joke, right? So this morning, I'm sure you got a lot of text messages. And I'm just saying that I'm not riding in the car with CJ, but I do concur with what you said. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah, this damn speeding problem. This is terrible. So we did you see this? I'm just going to go ahead and go on another rant. I have been thinking about this all day. We spent 2 hours at a village trustee meeting trying to spend $10,000 on signs to tell people to slow down and that there is a chance that you're going to smoke a guardrail if you just don't go the speed limit.
Right.
It's amazing to me. It's like, so we'd rather spend thousands of dollars on signage rather than just having a police officer pull people over and give them a ticket. I don't know. Preventative maintenance goes a long way to me, Brian. And I'm not trying to stir up.
No.
I went on a soapbox earlier. It's amazing that it's not just one town that does this. Every council is guilty of wasting time. But 2 hours on signage?
Well, hey, listen, I know the show is about a relationship with Jesus, but I love this guy, guys. And I'm going to blame.
Don't speed down or slow down your speed. You're going to have a real close relationship with Jesus.
Well, that's consequences. Good. Absolutely.
Good point, MJ.
So I just had to bring that up. And that just proves to you that I watched the
Thank
show
you
live.
Very
it's
much.
Not a rewatch.
Thank
you, know?
You very much. I was very fired up today. Well, I never look at the news before I read it. It's always a surprise
so
to me.
So you're just on the spot.
Yeah, so okay. I react live with the news. And I saw that. I'm like, you know what? I haven't smoked in a week, and it's on. It's on site today.
So, baby. So, again, guys, I know the show is about a relationship with Jesus, but I got to tell you, if you liked his rant, it's right there, folks. Monday through Friday from 9 to 11, it's your Daily Dose of CJ. And that's where you get to get in the news and all that good stuff. And I bring that up, CJ, because first of all, you're fantastic. Rico Suave. okay. But folks, that's kind of what I want to talk about. Unity in the community. You hear me talking about that. And folks, since I spoke last week, I'm just asking, I didn't necessarily say it's a challenge, but I'm going to ask you with this 314 number again, has 9 shows previously, have you done anything out of your comfort zone? Have you made a change when I preach Michael Jackson?
Mm-hmm.
Have you made a difference in your life? And that's what I love about this show. Thank you, John and Kathy, for gifting me this time. What a blessing. I'm going to be honest with you. I was talking with my wife this morning, and I said, this is surreal. I'm sitting down, and how does that happen? I'm on a talk show.
Right. Can I say something?
Please.
You've done a great job. It's hard to jump into something running, and you're adding guests, and you're doing all these things, but it's really easy. It's easier to do an everyday show, because once you get in the rhythm, it's like going to the car lot. You know, it just kind of becomes muscle memory. Sure. But when you have to do once a week, it's a lot tougher to do once a week than it is to do 5 days in a row. It really is.
No, and I appreciate that, because I'm just going to put it out there. You usually like MJ to have notes prepared by Tuesday, is it?
Wednesday.
Wednesday morning, okay.
So I get everything usually completed by Tuesday before I leave work, and then I send it over Monday morning. And if there's anything else we add last minute, I send it all by Wednesday.
And we have nothing today but one song. Is that correct?
No, we've got 2 songs.
Oh, two songs.
One song. Well,
repeated one.
Exactly.
Man in the Mirror.
Yeah, Man in the Mirror doesn't count as a new song. That's
like okay. So we have one song.
Yeah.
So winging this is really what we do.
So let's talk about 10 episodes.
Yes.
Did you think that you would have as much fun doing this as you are now? Because seriously, you have expectations, but sometimes it's like a bug on a windshield and those expectations get smoked. Did that happen to you, or are you feeling good?
I'm feeling great. Let me explain why.
Okay.
When I had that conversation with my wife this morning about being surreal, how am I doing this talk show? You know, we always talked about our guests. We asked them 2 questions, and those 2 questions are what?
What is your favorite scripture, and what's your favorite music?
Right. So you asked me that just the other day.
Yes, yesterday.
Guys, I'm going to be very accountable. I don't have a favorite scripture because I don't know it.
Yeah.
And, you know, with you talking, CJ, when I'm talking about my wife this morning, how in the heck do I have a talk show about a relationship? Okay, so I didn't say it was religion.
Mm-hmm.
I said it's a relationship. And on the way here, I was trying to explain to MJ, I'm not knocking church. The thing is this, how do you get involved with church if you don't have a relationship to begin with?
I'd have quite a bit.
So it starts with a relationship.
Yeah, but you're honest about it. That's why I love you. Because I'm going to flirt Brian. There are so many times, Brian, we've been to church. MJ, you've been to church. And you know those people sitting in the front row at church have the biggest skeletons in their closet. And they kind of put on this front that we have to admire them because they're here every Sunday. I feel good for an hour and a half,
but let me mess up for the next 6 days.
It's the Italian mob method, right? That's what we always laughed about. Because, you know, we always joked to our family, you know, the mobsters go to church on Sunday and here they are committing crime right after it's done, you know? But I mean, with you, I mean, we're all human. We're going to go out and party.
Yeah.
You know, and good luck on Friday night.
Tomorrow night.
Good luck to all of you. You didn't see us. But it's about being genuine. And that's why I tell people on the show, morning show, it's if you want to watch Brian, it's not religious, it's a faith based show. Because religion's totally different. Your denomination about is so different than your relationship with God. Because sometimes the people who go to church every Sunday don't have a relationship. They just go because they've done it for 40 years.
Routine.
I'm telling you, man.
And speaking of the last 10 episodes, I think Ola's story about her father is a great kind of example of that. Never went to church a day in his life.
Yeah.
And then he was saved right before he passed away.
See him. Absolutely.
That's incredible. Look at this. They figured it out.
Yeah, we'll put them on pause. One sec. We'll put them on pause. We have some visitors, but what I want to continue because, CJ, a lot of times I lose focus.
Yes.
And I struggle with that because this show has to hurt us, okay? And when CJ asked me this question, I kept telling you guys about talking to my wife, how do I have a talk show?
Right.
So I really want to touch base on it. You know, a lot of times when you open up a business or you do business, what do? You prepare, right? Mm-hmm. And I always tell people this statement. Most people don't plan to fail. They fail to plan.
Yes.
I mean, I think those are powerful words, okay?
That's really cool. I like that.
But what I love about what I'm doing that sounds a little selfish and arrogant is I did take that leap of faith when I asked you, could I be on The Daily Show and make an announcement? The point is, folks, I don't have it all together. I'm doing this show because when you see this infectious glow, you know, people are like, Trust, what drugs are you on? Man, I'm high on Jesus. I've started a relationship with Jesus. Why do I have to wait to know the Bible or the scripture to share this with you? Because if you want to know how and what I'm doing, glory be to God, guys. And that's honest to God why I'm doing the show.
Before we get to our guest, that also reminds me of one of my favorite quotes. It's, you don't have to know everything to start. You will learn on the way. And I think that is a prime example of what you're doing here.
Well, and I appreciate that because not only with what you just said, I did pick out a song. And later when we get to that song, when I heard the lyrics, CJ, I thought it was about me. Now, I know we do things a little different, all, but you just seen we had. Am I allowed to bring them in here real fast?
Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, open the door. Bring them on in. So, folks, we got something a little different. This is not routine, but what a great surprise visit. You got the, here, Joel and Carrie, correct? Right. So come on in, guys. And Joel, I just want you to know that when you stopped in and you said, did I recognize you? Did I not say Joel?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. So you just caught me on a very, very off guard moment. Okay.
No worries.
So guys, I'm doing the auction online. Joel comes to pay me a visit. And how rude do I feel? Now, I'm trying to do the auction. I need to buy some cars. But Joel came in bearing gifts. He came in bearing... Oh, MJ, it's right out there. So, guys, real fast. So you came in yesterday, and you did what for me?
Well, I brought in you a loaf of sourdough bread.
We've been
working for about a year to get them turned out the way that we were wanting to.
Okay.
And I actually brought another one for you with a couple of different types of jams today, because I didn't know if you actually got a chance to dig into that one.
I would say that because I love my boy, and I would have felt terrible if I didn't share with my boy, okay?
Well, I brought you the other two jams that we have. So now you've got blackberry, blueberry, nectarine, and strawberry.
Okay.
So those are the four jams that we've got right now.
And I see cookies.
Yes. These are cookies made with sourdough discard and browned butter. These are the best chocolate chip cookies I have ever had, and I am not even joking a little bit.
Are you ready to try one?
Yes, you would like to. Yeah, you're welcome.
Are you ready just to try one?
Go for it. By all means.
Okay.
You guys are very welcome.
Anyways, guys, as this is not normal, because I tell you that this is a show about a relationship with Jesus, but it's food, okay? You never want to weigh to my heart, it's food. But here's something else really cool. First of all, I want to tell you how much we appreciate the blessings and the gifts right here, okay? But what was really, really cool, I did say that you guys stopped at the car lot yesterday. I didn't really get to,
right?
And I felt terrible about that. So what better just to say, hey, come out here. You know what else that's a dual purpose for? Can you pull it up on the screen for me? Fully rely on God. So what's really, really cool, guys.
For the love of God!
Okay, we can still have bloopers. But anyways, it was a couple weeks ago, and we had Mom on the show.
Yeah.
Myla. And we were talking about your brother.
Yeah.
Okay. I feel so terrible because I get so easily distracted. So a dual purpose, an anonymous person dropped this off.
Oh, wow.
And we want to make sure that we get that to Kirby and the family.
That's awesome. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, and thank you to the donation. I mean, whoever the donation came from, we greatly.
I just think whoever it came from was just blessed. Okay.
Yeah.
And that's what I love about the show. Again, I got to thank John and Kathy for giving me this time on the show. And folks, I told you, I might not always have the answers, but if we can be resourceful, whether it be the social media, this show, you know, God bless. We're going to stay completely in tune. Guys, after the show, MJ is going to go ahead and put the links back on. It's never too late to contribute. You know, we just want the best and prayers for Kirby.
Yeah, yeah.
That's okay.
Yeah.
And then we'll also put a link on with these famous cookies that we're going to try after the commercial and give you guys a plug. Okay. So that gives us a great time to go to a commercial.
Whoa,
CJ.
Over here. It's a free-flowing show today. Hang on.
Oh, wait. CJ's back. Guys, is this amazing how this show works? Anything happens.
I got questions. No, keep it there.
Okay, keep it there.
I got questions about sourdough today.
Okay. Hey, while you're doing that,
go ahead, test them out.
I'm going to test a cookie.
So we're here together. Sorry, we're doing this a little differently. How do you, were you always infatuated with sourdough? Were you a part of the craze? How did this happen?
So I started it in last November. I love sourdough bread, so I decided to make my own starter. And that's how it just all began.
It took a while to figure out because they always tell you have to do equal parts whenever you do it, but they never tell you what that means. Do you do equal, like, is it all a measuring cup of each thing, or do you do it by weight?
Right.
So you have to figure out the trick. There's a science to it, and, you know, you gotta learn the way as you do it. There's, I mean, it's a really, really careful process in feeding it, getting it to respond the way that it needs to get the bread to turn out.
How long does it take? I've always wondered.
So it took a week to get the starter to where it needed to be. And then after that, it took us months to get the bread to where it needed to be because temperature affects it.
Months to get the bread to turn out right. But to go from starting a loaf to having a loaf complete takes about 2 days.
That's incredible. You use the same starter. I've always read you
guys. So our starter is almost a year old now. So
it's sitting on the counter being fed every single day. And we use the you can use sourdough discard.
No, you're good.
About anything too. It's really, really cool. So I make we do sourdough discard pancakes for the kids. We have sourdough discard. She does this really, really cool. It's called star bread, and she'll add it like cream cheese and strawberry jelly into it, and like kind of braid it together, kind of thing. Really, really cool. But it's very, very, like, you can use it in a lot of things. We're gonna start using it to make pastas at home and stuff like that because you can do that with it as well. It's an incredibly diverse.
Yeah.
I was just going to say, it takes 2 days to make it, about 5 minutes for Trust to devour it. You know, so.
Same here. How do you feed one of these things?
So the discard, you take, what is it, 200 grams?
Yeah, it's 200 grams of the active sourdough starter, and you feed that with about 205 grams of water and 200 grams of wheat flour, or flour, depending on what type of starter you're wanting to do. So you can do this with a lot of different types of flour. You can do it with rye, with wheat, with, you know, white flour, and create your own different taste of sourdough as you would
prefer. Wait, okay, now I'm getting so sourdough can taste differently.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I made a whole wheat loaf it was last week, and these ones are made mostly with white flour, so.
That's wild. See, we're learning.
Well, not only are we learning, but let's go back to Kirby, your brother.
Yeah.
Is any of this going to be raffled off? I mean, is there...
We're doing a bake sale that day.
Yeah, we're going to do a bake sale. So we'll have some of our loaves and jams and anything that we make will be selling for him. Yep.
I mean, this is honestly amazing. I know this is a great shout out for you, but how cool is that? That there's an anonymous gift there for Kirby. Even on the envelope, frog are the initials, fully rely on God. So how different is the show so far starting out? But it becomes full circle.
Right. And it's kind of funny, too. My gamer tag when I was a kid, I don't know where it came from, how I came up with it. My very first email address when I was like 10 was 7frog1@gmail.com.
And now it just comes back fully around.
All the way around. Yep. We're back to it.
This is awesome. That's cool. So, hey, really fast, before we go to a commercial, because we're going to go to commercial so we can shove our faces in private. Hey, don't forget the 314 number. And this time, here's where I'm shouting out. I speak about Jesus. And a lot of times you would think people would run because you hear the word Jesus. So I'm not preaching the gospel, the scripture, what have you. It's all about a relationship with Jesus. So I want to call you out. Why are you hiding? This is a great opportunity to advertise with Riverbender Radio, whether it be the Daily Show or You're Beautiful. Because when we come back after these commercials, we need to put Jesus back. You know, I know I'm not supposed to get into politics, and I know it's somebody else's slogan as far as Democrat and Republican, but if you want to make America great again, we need Jesus out here. So we're going to go to a commercial, and we'll be right back.
Wait.
Oh, here we go. Wait.
What date and time is the benefit again?
Thank you.
August 24th.
Benefit is from 12 to 5, and then I think trivia night's all booked up, so we got all the tables sold.
Where are we going?
Is at the VFW in Wood Rivers.
Just wanted to make sure for all of you that are at home.
There's lots of foods. I'll be selling some t-shirts. There'll be baskets. We got some
t-shirts. Do you have anything in 10 size? Something that I could...
Can I tell you a story?
Yeah, please.
Oh, wait, maybe I should. Okay, no. I'll tell him now. Don't get mad at me again. So,
this is a
ton. I'm going to get in so much trouble.
In, okay?
I'm
going to get it's in so wild, much trouble. It's wild. It's zany. It's live. It's unrehearsed.
I did not know they made stores for bigger
Big
people.
Island. Oh, come on.
I swear, I went to this store and I got a one. The one could have fit a bus.
Well, okay. You're looking at a bus,
well,
but go ahead.
So I go up to the person and I just asked politely. I said, there is no way that this is a one. They were very adamant and mean to me by 2 minutes in that was a one and I needed to get out of their store. So they do make stores for this thing. And you do not want to tell people that a one could fit a bus. Not a good look.
Yeah, I know we're supposed to go to a commercial, but you just remind me of a story that I got to bring up.
Uh-oh.
Okay, I'm not going to say the restaurant because, you know, I love food. It's a restaurant, and I actually want them to sponsor the show.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so my wife and kids were meeting me there, and I wanted to order because it takes a little bit to get this food, right? So I'm like, I want 10 this. I'm not going to tell you what it is because it'll probably call the store out, right? But I'm like, I would like 50. And the waitress looks at me, and she's like, you know, there's nothing to go. And I'm like, what? You want to order me a Diet Coke also? So, you know, when you start talking.
Oh, I get it now. Yes. Okay.
Yeah. So, you know, big guys are out there. We're large and in charge. We host shows. We're everyday people, too. I really think we need to get to a commercial.
We do.
Okay.
Oh, wait. So, hold on. Fill us in on your son-in-law real quick. We got to get our live read in. We're already here now.
Okay. Fantastic. So listen, folks, if you're not investing right now, and I know the stock market's been really rough.
That's why you need John.
That's why you need John. It's been really...
I worked with John at Panera.
I know he worked at Panera.
Yeah.
That is too small of a world. So listen, guys, I just actually had somebody come to the store the other day and like, hey, where's your father? You know, where's your son-in-law? The stock market took a hit. You know, I'm losing money. And I had to chill him out for a moment because at the end of the day, yeah, you lost money that particular day. But how much are you up, right? Now, I don't have all the answers, and that's why we put that beautiful picture on there with that phone number. Guys, it's never too late. The time is now, regardless what you hear on the news, you know, the stock market's going on. The more money you put in, you give yourself an opportunity than burning it in your pocket, right? I mean, unless it's going to these bank people. Right? But listen, if you've been thinking about investing and you're like me and you don't have all the answers, call John. Lovely conversation. Ask all the questions you want with no pressure. I think you'll really be pleased. Wall Street Financial, I've got an office in Carlisle, Edwardsville, and in Marion, Illinois. And how about our other sponsors? Let's go ahead and give them a shot there, a commercial. We'll be right back.
I got a car accident at the ER. They gave me a prescription of hydrocodone. And over time, it took more medication to mask the pain. I moved over to drug seeking and found heroin and fentanyl. I went to the Centerstone rehab facility and it was the best decision I ever made in my life. I have my own car. I have a job. There's nothing holding me back anymore.
Get in.
Dream Home Reality Center.
Hey, Sherry, talk to me, dream team. Not Joey.
Yo, what up? It's Mike Keith, the proud graduate of Lewis and Clark Community College. I got my start in broadcasting, and now I work all over the country. I discovered my path to media, but I could have been an electrician. And I
yes.
Or I could have been a nurse.
Maybe not.
We are Phillips 66 Wood River Refinery. We make the fuels that take us to work and our children to school. We make materials and energy products that allow us to stay connected to each other. We care about the quality and safety of our products because we care about the communities we share. Our employees live our values of safety, honor, and a commitment to act as good neighbors where we live and operate. We are Phillips 66.
Why you ever chose me has always been a mystery. All my life I've been told I belong at the end of the night with all the other not quite, with all the never get it right. But it turns out they're the ones you were looking for all this time, 'cause I'm just a nobody trying to tell
about somebody who saved my soul. I know that's terrible singing and not karaoke there, but
we got to get some speakers in the studio.
Okay.
I mean, I know it's not a you problem. That's a me problem. You know, I've been saying that for 2 years. I didn't hear the song. Otherwise, I'd have been jamming with you.
Oh.
How was it though? Was it good?
So when I'm at work, okay, when I'm at work, I listen to music. I like it here. I think it was, we just had Cole on last week, and Cole was talking about how music touches people. And that's so true, not just about a relationship with Jesus, but when you're at a wedding reception, wherever you may be, you might hear your jam and, you know, get down to it. So I was listening to the song and I'm terrible. Matter of fact, I'm going to make more fun of myself. Did you guys know I'm a retired DJ? Okay. So this is a little embarrassing. I apologize for all the previous weddings, but nobody caught on to it but me. Dollar Dance. You guys know what Dollar Dance is, right?
Yes.
Okay. So just to ensure you have, before you go to the party, you have the announcement of the bride and groom. You have the cut of cake.
Oh, gotcha.
And what the Dollar Dance usually is to gift money so the bride and groom have a great honeymoon, right?
Okay.
So now I know you're a passionate music lover. So when I think of, like, if I say the band Chicago and Air Supply, right? You know that those musics, right? You're like, MJ's like, that's, yeah, you guys
no,
are too old.
You got me. I'm listening to like Chicago the musical. So
okay.
Not quite the same thing.
So I'm playing Dollar Dance music, and I don't even know why we're off topic. The whole show is crazy today. But if you ever listen to the words, here's a Dollar Dance. People are slow dancing. Congratulations. And the song's about lying and cheating and all that stuff. So why am I bringing that up? Well, I'm glad that you asked. The lyrics to the song that we just played, how guilty are we that we always sing the chorus lines, or sometimes we'll sing the song, but do we really know the meaning of the song?
Right.
Because we just jam with it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the song that was just played is called Nobody, and it really hit me. Again, I keep trying to figure out, how am I qualified to do this show? And this song, where it hit me, it said he chose me, right? I'm just a nobody. Why did you choose me? And because what I'm doing with the show is I'm just a nobody, but I want to tell everybody about a guy who saved me.
Right.
And that's the relationship that I have, and didn't even know that there was a song out there. So while I'm on that topic, I'm going to do a little bit of a role play, because I do want to focus back on the show, and it's really tough to do with these cookies in front of me. So,
you know, this is a good jam. I'm sorry I'm going off topic, but you know, you get that Smucker stuff. It don't move. It's like it's been frozen for 40 years.
Preservative.
Yeah, you know, it's, look at that. You got an actual jelly here in a jam. That's good stuff.
I have a feeling that they're going to be back on the Daily Dough show. CJ's trying to get some cookie tips.
Well, I'm just
and Martha's
out.
And Martha's not out there, is she?
They've got double-sided business cards there. So one side is the food that we just got, and the other side, I believe, is photography by the same person.
Food photography.
You know, she should have took pictures. I keep talking about your hair today, and I'm telling you, you look dapper. You're just getting ready for that.
That's what we're going to show the women tomorrow when we go to the bar afterwards. You all look at this guy I'm with, and want to show my phone of the picture today. And
I just want to say how much I love John, because John knows me pretty well, and he gave me permission to go to Scotty McCrary with you tomorrow.
I didn't ask him. If you're watching right now, Brian is going to go with me and do a little bit of the co-hosting responsibilities, and we'll have some fun.
We're going to have a lot of fun. Okay, matter of fact, just so you said, the concert starts at 8, but we're doing a 5 to 7 show, right?
So, gates open at 6.
Gates open at 6.
Matt Jordan, the opener, starts at 7.
Okay.
So, we're going to, 6:37, so we'll have a little bit of that open in the background playing, and then McCreary takes the stage at 8 o'clock.
You just have to be there for the surprise. But anyway, let's get back.
We have a show to do.
So hopefully the camera can see this. If they can't, do you guys know what that is?
Is that sunscreen?
It's chapstick. Okay. You know what you do with chapstick?
Mm-hmm.
So here's what I want to talk about briefly. Now, society today, and I should have wore the shirt. I should have been prepared. We talk about Jesus and how some people are afraid to bring the name up of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe I should start my own merch. And what I'm getting at is like this. Look, go faith. Okay, so where am I going at with this chapstick? Let me explain. Matter of fact, let me tie this into something else. Because CJ, I know you have something coming up with, you know, going back to school.
Oh.
So I'm reaching out to all of you, parents, adults, and even if there's kids listening, here's chapstick. So if I go to an auction and I left this chapstick in my car, but I'm like 45 minutes deep into the auction and my lips start, I start fiending. Mm-hmm. And I know this sounds goofy because it's chapstick, right? But I start like wigging out, like, do I want to stop my day and go get this chapstick because I need it? It's driving me nuts.
Are you addicted?
I'm addicted. So I'm bringing up addiction, and I'm bringing up addiction in the form of this chapstick. Now, chapstick is not illegal, nope, right? Not at all. But here's what I'm talking about, guys. We have a problem in society today, and that's sex, alcohol, drugs, whatever it may be. And a lot of times, like, that dude's tweaking. Or, you know, we're quick to judge, and I'm the first one guilty. Don't, I mean, if someone's tweaking, I want to get next to them. I want to tweak with them and put it on TikTok.
So, oh, my God.
But I was being honest about it. But I told you I'm imperfect, okay? Mm-hmm. But what I'm trying to share with you guys, guys, I lost CJ.
He's out for the count.
Down the count.
It just bring him, I get in the flashbacks of 4 weeks ago.
We're on the air, CJ. But anyways, guys, with kids going back to school, okay, I did bring up real stuff out there, drugs, alcohol, sex. But, you know, our kids are going back to school. And I just hope that with this show, even if you're not talking about Jesus and morals and ethics, I really hope that everybody hears this and have a sit down with your kid. If you have neighborhood kids that are at your house, which are always at my house, if you're going to sit down with your kids, sit down with the neighborhood kids, and I hope that you talk to them about the pressure of going back to school. A lot of people, as a matter of fact, that pressure is the same thing that I talk to you viewers and listeners who are stressed out with anxiety and fear. You know how tough it is for these kids to go to school today, especially when I talk about social media, what have you. You know, if a kid can't afford clothes to fit in with the higher ups, or there's a kid sitting at a table by itself because they have the fear and the anxiety. Guys, I'm actually begging with you, okay? One of my six kids actually was homeschooled because of such. It's real.
Yeah, it is.
This is real. So, you know, we're going to get back to the relationship with Jesus, but I do want to use this airtime. Going back to school, please sit down with your kids. Let's talk about morals and ethics. You know, I just admitted to you how guilty I am of, I don't want to necessarily say bully, but I have fun, okay? And sometimes it's fun, but I'm hoping that the kids man up and they're out there to help some of these kids that might be struggling, because you really don't know what, matter of fact, you don't know what somebody's going through.
That's true. Well, and too, I just wanted to point out, if you guys tune into The Daily Show, there's a ton of back to school events. And if you're a young parent out there, can't afford it, go to College Avenue, go to Alton Middle School. Coming up in the couple of weeks, probably next this Friday, plus in Oakwood and in Alton Acres, there's different events where you can go and get free book bags, free school supplies, also hygiene products. Because, you know, and that's why I support Community Christmas, because that's a lot of that is what's covered. But you're right, man, because, you know, no different than, yeah, you and I kind of joking about, you know, withdrawing off a chapstick, or me withdrawing off my... It's okay. Just log me out of the system. Withdrawing from my vape. You know, school year is important because it's all to do with faith, right? If you start the school year off on the wrong foot, you aren't prepared. You aren't, you know, going in and preparing. You aren't getting everything you need. You're going to start off 3 months behind and you don't realize it. Just like in faith, if you wait your whole life and not ever try to go down that path, it's going to take years to get to where Brian Trust is now, or to where all these other folks that we've had on the show for 10 weeks are at now. So that's a good conversation to have, too. It's not necessarily for me about, you know, go out there and be a saint, but it's going out there and giving the best that you can. And like my dad always told me, and Brian, I don't know how you feel, but my dad told me this one day. He goes, listen, that little chubby kid that you're picking on in seventh grade is going to put you through the wall if you say something bad to him. You know, and it's like, make friends with those kids. Make friends with everybody. And that's where I always did.
Well, you know, especially seventh grade, and like I told you, I coach a couple of baseball teams. That's an age of development. The same little kid that you might be picking on, you know, might be the jock of the school year. And as a matter of fact, I have an incident that I just shared with a guy. It was very, very rude to me. And I sent him a message. Hey, I forgive you, but I'm not going to forget, you know, what you said to me.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so it's the real deal.
Something I wanted to jump in on, kind of going back to what you were saying, battling like addictions and stuff. Sometimes it's not like drugs and sex. Like, I know when you get into high school, you know, those things do become more kind of prevalent. And it's like, okay, we got to watch out for those. But something that's like less, like a little more low key for those kids is like social media, phones. Like, we definitely as a society kind of have an addiction towards technology. And not only that, there's like smoking. You think that's like a 21 plus thing. No, that's going on in middle schools and stuff.
It's worse. They're doing drugs in middle school.
Yeah, it's scary.
And so, let's be honest. I know kids that are sitting there that got caught with very serious drugs. Yeah. And, you know, so, I mean, you're right, MJ. It has nothing to do with just drugs, but vaping. Also, now at all the middle school, these other places, you aren't going to be able to use your phone anymore. And these kids are going to have to go through withdrawal going, how am I going to get through the first 2 weeks?
Addiction.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, hit right on the head there, MJ.
And it's something that we don't really, maybe don't put a lot of conscious thought into, because it's like, okay, it's my summer. I'm going to waste away scrolling on our phones, whatever. But there's so many like productive things to be doing. And so it's just like little things like that, just to remind your kids like, hey, get out there, make friends, have fun. Don't worry about the social media. Get off social media.
Well, it's going to be tough to get them off social media. But guys, what I'm talking about is the real deal. So again, I know I'm harping on it, but I really encourage you to have this sit down. Because, you know, you might have the popular kid and something goes, like a rumor gets started. Now your kid's not so popular anymore. You know, we need to consult with one another. Guys, I apologize. I just hope that you know, we're going to pray that your kids have an amazing school year, that they're protected, their morals and their ethics, because it's about moments. It's about life. Last night, I couldn't sleep. I got invited to the Scotty McCreary show, and I don't know how to act, so I couldn't sleep. You know, I'm listening to the songs anyway. So I got in with my daughter, and we were talking.
Can I say something?
Please,
this is more important. Tell your kids not to be scared of life either. If you're getting bullied in class, don't go home. Keep going to school and work through your problems, because you got to have faith. And that's one thing that just gets on my
darnness.
It's like, why? You know, I get it. Bullying happens. No. Get yourself up every day, put some new clothes on, take a shower if you can, and go into school and fight and face it, because you're going to have to eventually. And that's where my only big kind of rant today is don't tell your kid it's okay to be scared at home.
I absolutely love this. That was kind of what I want to talk about getting knocked down, getting back up. Got faith.
We do.
Okay. All right. So moving on, I want to talk about moments. Yeah. Okay. Moments create joy and peace in my life. And that's kind of what I want to share real fast. So I'm going to go a little personal with you. A couple of years ago, my wife and I, the kids, we went on vacation, had a great vacation. We got off at Port Canaveral, you know, where the space shuttle's at.
You know, they got some wild boars down there.
I've been chased by boar. Yeah, when I was younger,
down there?
I was faster. Yeah, dude.
Oh, my God. So it's okay. We got to talk about
this. It's legit. We'll talk about
that. Okay, sorry.
But here's what I want to share. So we got back from our cruise line. I told my wife, hey, we're close to my mom and dad, you know, in the villages. Can I go visit my dad? My dad said he was rough on a little bit of health. I'm kind of getting off here. But I want to talk about moments. My wife, God love her. She took the kids to Cape Canaveral. I got a rental car. And I went to go see my dad, who was actually in the hospital. Okay. I walked in and my dad's like, I just tried calling the car lot and, you know, nobody answered. They didn't take. Dad, they screamed like, hey, let me just move a little faster. Guys, when I went to visit my dad, I thought I was visiting him through a rehab part. Where he was rough. He just had to get better. The old Brian Trust, I didn't know Jesus. I've told you guys this before. My dad's Jewish. My mom's Italian. That's why I'm a pizza bagel. And, you know, my parents had a rough time. You know, you had to work. You had to pay the bills. Life was consuming. But my dad wasn't doing so good. He was completely coherent. We could talk. And one of the coolest things, I whipped out my phone. And I was, as a matter of fact, I had the song on not too long ago, Truth Be Told by, you know, Matthew West. And one of the coolest moments for me is my parents never talked religion. Just like we talked about you guys. You know, here you are with me. And I didn't know what your spiritual beliefs were. But I got to show my dad this video. And it was about Christianity. It's Christian music. Okay. My dad ended up passing away. Again, I did not expect him to do that. I really thought that I was visiting him. But folks, I want to talk about moments. That was a huge moment for me. I didn't really have the best relationship with my dad. When we were younger, he was my number one supporter. Life got on and, you know, my arrogance and my flesh life got in the way. I got to know Jesus. And the moment that I'm sharing with you guys, how many times in life have you heard people say, matter of fact, 5 more minutes, Scotty McCreary. Okay. How many people wish they had 5 more minutes, or they had a question that they want answered, that they just never had that moment. Folks, I was blessed. I had that moment with my dad. I got to talk to him. And what I'm trying to share with you is I have joy. I have peace. I'm not wondering what could have I said, what should I have said. And folks, that's where, again, I'm reaching back out to you. I encourage you to have a relationship with Jesus. You have purpose. When I keep asking you, have you taken the challenge? Have you looked in the mirror? Are you prepared to make a difference in your life? You might be quiet. You might be shy. And you're like, well, I have no purpose. Folks, are you kidding me? I just told you I'm doing a show and I know no scripture, but I'm hoping to be a voice and an advocate for you to get the word out there for this joy. So that challenge is still there. I'm telling you, that's what testimony is. Is there something going on in your life that you're ready to be accountable and vulnerable? You can be a guest on the show and let's talk about it. Or what about the time a friend came by or you were obligated to go somewhere, but we always find an excuse of why not to go and why not to be there? Has that ever happened to you? Well, let me ask you this. Did you ever find yourself in that visit with your friend, have an amazing conversation, right? Remember, you didn't want to go there. You had this amazing conversation, and I'm sure this came up. God, we got to do this more often, right? Am I speaking to everybody when I say that?
Oh, for sure.
Now, after that moment, tell me, that doesn't give you joy and peace overwhelming, right? So let's stop talking about it, guys. Take the challenge. Look in the mirror. Make a difference. I got to bring this up, too. Mm-hmm. It's not on the Daily Show, because the Daily Show, you like to talk about what's going on in the community and the news. So I'm not ready to make that announcement quite yet, but I do want to.
Yeah.
So Saturday, on Saturdays, I'm going to have like a coffee and donuts, and to bring the Jewishness back in, we're going to have bagels, okay? But it's going to be an open mic. And I'm just trying to share with you that I'm working on providing an atmosphere where you can come in for free, okay? The food, the drinks, and the mic's going to be open. And I'm not saying get out there, which I'm, you know, a little decent at. But be accountable. You know, I encourage you to bring your Bibles, even though I'm talking about a relationship right now. But I'm going to try to provide a place every Saturday morning where I'm going to encourage you to come out. And if you're an individual who sits at home and you feel that fear and anxiety because you don't like to be around people or you really have no place to go, I am going to do my best to provide a place where you can be surrounded with lifelike people and maybe be able to have conversations.
That's really cool. And also, I have some news. Starting a new pool room.
A pool room? Like this pool? Yeah.
I'm just kidding. I got your attention, though.
I've been thinking
about that. Patent pending. I was wanting to kind of stop you because we do have to take another break.
Oh, I can tell you.
We've only taken one so far, and it's wild to think. It's been one of those shows, and that's fine. But I wanted to kind of just give a big shout out. I looked out on my phone, and I splurged a little bit because I've been really behind. And MJ, you don't know this, and I probably shouldn't say this, but the guy across there is the only reason my car's driving. And I'm not going to, you know, go into it, but it's been rough. Since I lost a lot of money in Vegas and all that. But now this is finally, I'm all caught up on all my bills are all paid off, right?
Hallelujah.
So I decided to splurge. I decided to get some really nice blinds that help with the energy and the heat in the house and all that. So I ordered them. They finally came in. Well, here's the problem. I got the wrong email and told John earlier. I said, hey, I'm going to come back later. I got to pick up some stuff from Home Depot. Oh, yeah, man, go do what you got to do. John, they officially came in, so I'm going to go pick them up. But it brings me to my point.
Okay.
You guys don't know this at home, or if you watch Brian's show on your phone, John Hendrick is the nicest human being there is. And I wanted just to let people know, whenever we talk about supporting local, this is a guy that's truly local, you know, and being able to sit there and, you know, work 8 hours a day, work longer than that in media, knowing I don't have to be sitting here at my desk going, oh, man, I got another 3 hours to fight through. Hey, John, I'm not feeling good today. Can I go home? Yeah, man, go take care of what you got to do. We work for a really great guy in that way. And just like giving you the opportunity for the show, he gave me the opportunity. You know, what's funny is our competitor turned me down before he picked me up. And it's just giving the platform. And so I highly encourage, whether or not you sponsor Brian's show and support via a commercial, or you support both of our shows via commercial, just know that you're helping a really great company keep going and just keep providing that daily dose of local that we throw up there on that screen. So I don't want to take that away from you.
We need that.
I just wanted people to know that, I mean, how greatly thankful I am too to be here at Riverbender and blabbing to this microphone every day.
So we're going to go to a commercial.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Yeah, you got the parts.
So you stay there. We'll stay here. Riverbender.com, Roku TV.
May I even?
Well. Well. Yep.
See me.
Sure.
Since 1993, Sparks Junk Removal is always adapting to the needs of our clients. That is why we now offer weekly trash pickup for selected areas. Plus, we offer driveway safe rubber tire dumpster rental. Give us a call today at 618-781-1407 or visit us at sparksjunkremoval.net.
Macias Insurance Agency, providing quality products with extremely competitive prices. As an independent provider, we source multiple companies to offer the best rates possible, covering auto, home, business, and life insurance. Our goal is to provide quality service that meets and exceeds customer expectations. You can rest easy knowing the Macias team is working round the clock to ensure that both you and the most important parts of your life are covered. Our qualified professionals make the insurance process easy so you can live carefree and focus on what matters most. Visit MaciasInsuranceAgency.com today to find out what our team can do for you.
Not sure if you've noticed, but those advertised prices from the other dealers are just a bunch of blah, blah, blah. At Roberts Motors, the advertised price is the price you pay. And that, my friend, is great news for you. Don't fall for their so-called incentives that will leave you banging your head against the wall. Go with Roberts Motors. Prices you can trust and people you will like. That's the Roberts Motors way. And trust me, it's the way to go.
Has free checking become a thing of the past? Not if Liberty has anything to say about it. With three free personal checking options and even a free business checking account, free is alive and well at Liberty Bank, the local bank that gives you free checking choices and more cashing in your pocket. Bank locally, bank Liberty. For more information, visit www.bankliberty.com.
Riverbender Radio has built three great new stations just for you in the Riverbend. The Eagle, the Riverbend's classic rock station. The Bridge, hip music for the Riverbend. In the River, today's country, in all your favorites. Check it out today at riverbenderradio.com.
Absolutely love that song. Where I left off, are you making a change? So last week I've learned that we get shut off at 3 o'clock, so I'm not gonna wait till the last second. So I'm gonna bring this up again. Do you know what that Google phone number that not a single person has invited me to church? Now, that's okay, and I probably know what you're thinking. Just like CJ tomorrow with Scotty McCrary, there's no way I'm going to church with Dorky Dad. Okay, so listen, I will not go as Dorky Dad. I will go as Brian Trust, your host of You're Beautiful, and I'm going to throw, this is going to be crazy, so I hope this takes the phone off the hook. I'm going to make an incentive to you out there. I really want to connect with you. I'm not saying church is the answer. What I am saying, a relationship with Jesus is the answer. And I'm telling you, when you get that relationship, the peace, the joy, because again, I'm not ready to make the announcement. I've said it a few times before that I'm working on a project and it's been a struggle. It's been rough. How did I handle it? I said, I'm going to forgive you, but I'm not going to forget the way you spoke to me. Good, you got some.
No, not now.
Because you're glowing. Okay.
Get ready to glow.
Oh, no. Okay. So I was honestly going somewhere with that, but I got distracted by that infectious smile. So anyways, what I'm getting at, this relationship brings so much joy and so much peace on how you handle things, okay? So again, I'm going to put it out there. Here's my incentive. If you would like to go to church and you've thought about going to the church but don't know how it all works and how the system is, here's the new incentive. There's the number. Not only will we go to church, but I'll buy your lunch. So if that doesn't get the phone blowing up, so yes, you're going to have to sit down and go to the church with me. By the way, the church is of your choice. And if anybody's out there and no one's going to invite me to church, I'm just going to tell you right now. I want to go to church,
you know,
where they jump and they dance and they get the Holy
Can
Spirit.
Can I tell you something about that?
Yeah.
That's a 6-hour experience. Okay.
There's no
I had no
wall.
Idea. I went just because I've always wanted to go. Like you, I love that type of service and celebration. There's something about just kind of getting up and moving. I did not account for the half of the day that I was going to be out there. So just
is that a local church?
Yes.
Okay, because I'm embarrassed to tell you, I don't know where one of those churches is
right
that I want to go.
Of Bell Street in that little kind of pocket area, you know, where the hill is going up to, you know, the stoplight on Bell Street.
You got normally have to talk about restaurants. I know where the restaurant is. So listen, if you don't want to go to church and you are a regular church person, that's where I want to go. So if your church is like that, I want to go, and I'll still buy lunch. So go ahead, CJ. I know.
Oh, I'm not ready.
You're not ready?
No.
Okay. So earlier, before we get closing here, I asked a question. I didn't say, who is God? I said, what is God? So I don't know if you guys had a chance to talk about that. We've had some great distractions with food, and we've had such a fabulous show. I don't like to put anybody on the spot. So if you guys choose not to answer, did you guys have an idea? What is God?
Nope.
Yeah. Just me. So you kind of mentioned this earlier. You were like, I don't know your religious background, kind of whatever. I was raised in the church. I went to church for probably 14, 15 years, you know, and I was baptized. I went to communion. I got confirmed into the church. And then it was after that point where I was like, I don't know about the whole church thing. But for me, what God is compassion. God is empathy. He is kindness. He is love. So it's what I believe the like entire message of God is to love your neighbor, to really reach out to those around you if you're infected with that same kind of joy and pride in yourself and those kind of morals. And so that's what I took.
She Googled that. I'm just kidding.
So, you know what? It took
that's
me how much was. And you know what I
said,
my guy? God is love.
Mm-hmm.
So, when you see the smile and me getting to do this show and trying to connect with you, I promise you, I struggle. I have trials. I have tribulations. But the love that God has for me, when you get to know that relationship, I chill about it. It's as a matter of fact, I know we're running out of time, but just yesterday with that endeavor that I'm working on, we were at our final straw, and I text my partner. This is what I said. I said, if these things don't check out, that's a sign from God saying, as bad as we want this endeavor, man, it's already been rough. That's it, right? She started texting me back. This is working. This is working. This is working. So, guys, my project is so close to being completed. That's God. Okay, you call it coincidence. When you put things in God's hands, coincidence goes out the window. Faith takes over. Now, CJ, I just got to warn you, we're running out of time. So you were laughing. Go ahead.
Oh. I just want to see how good of a rememberer you are. Who are your nine guests?
Okay, I think my mom's calling me.
So who are the nine guests in 9 weeks on Your Beautiful?
Okay, here we go. I probably can't do it.
I'll let you and M. If you can't answer, I'll let MJ be your gopher.
So let me start out with Freddie Hausman, okay, who called me BT on the air. By the way, on my personal Facebook page, if you remember, he gifted us some barbecue sauce.
Oh, it was good. That's very good stuff.
Highly, highly recommend. Now, going into number two.
Well, pause. You had like 800 pounds of meat in that grill. Did that little jar cover it all?
No, but that was my appetizer.
Oh,
I thought that's where you were going. You know, it's like I just told you this recent restaurant experience. She's like, you know you can't take this food home. And I'm like, just order me a Diet Coke. So again, I don't know if I could do order, but Jose Diaz, and again, just a really quick thing about Jose Diaz. Jose was just like me, and I don't want to say this in a bad way, a nobody, right? He's a pastor. So God uses everybody, okay? Now I'm going to bounce all over the place, but we had Adam Arberger, where we...
Three.
Oh, is that three?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. So Adam Arberger, what I truly, truly liked about Adam, I talked about accolades, and he didn't want to take credit, but he took a step back in life. He took a moment for himself. He invested in himself, got the word, came back, and he's killing it, okay? Number four, Phil Davis. Phil Davis, I love you, brother. We talk about every other day or when we can. Sometimes when you don't communicate with people, but you pick up, it's like right where you left off. Okay.
Right.
Oh, my goodness. So, again, my order. I'm probably going to bounce. So, let's go with Ola.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Is that really number five?
No. Well, okay. It's five. Okay, five out of the nine. Not in a row.
Ola.
So, there were actually only eight guests because you did episode five.
Oh, that's right. July 4th. Okay.
Oh.
So, Ola, I need some new jewelry, Miss Ola's Creations. I'm going to blame it on my new kitty cat that I love. Took my thing there. Oh my goodness, I just wait a second. Hold up. I'm trying to do everything in order and I am messed up.
One of the guests definitely has a great plan.
Lauren. Lauren Freeze.
Mm-hmm.
Met her on a Sunday at Applebee's. It was on my show the following Thursday. Matter of fact, when I think about that was a true story. Her song was Oceans.
Yep.
Never heard of it, never done anything. But listen, here's what's crazy. Ever since we played the song on the show, it's my kid's favorite song. We had another guest that was their favorite song. So Oceans for the Rock. Okay, and I think I'm down to one.
Two.
Oh, two.
Mm-hmm. One has a direct tie into the day.
Yes.
Direct tie into... Oh, Miley Dixon.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. Well, listen. Well, Miley, you know, I asked her how many kids she had.
Oh, that was interesting. Yeah.
13.
That's incredible.
Hallelujah. God bless us. Yeah, okay. And then we're down to one.
That's...
What did you say? Just say last week?
Last week. That's our last guess. I remember this one. No, then.
Last week?
Yes.
Oh, that's because it's the first time you did the show. Mm-hmm. You were out.
And we welcomed Cole Abel.
Oh. Cole.
Didn't he used to work for you?
Yeah. No, not only did he work for me, but what a huge impact. Inspiration. Yeah. You know, because a lot of the show today, I wanted to talk about Cole.
Yeah.
One of the things that sticks out, like I was talking about, we talk about work. And what Cole said is, if you don't put the work in, you're not going to get anything out of it. Cole was also my original social media who put everything together. So much fun. We celebrated the 1 month of his baby. So Cole, I apologize. You know, like when you, I'm not reading anything. That's why he's laughing. He tested me. So, yeah.
By the way, Oceans. I saw the movie Breakthrough. Have you ever seen that damn thing? FX, Saturday morning, 7:30 a.m. Have you seen this movie?
I've not.
It's about this woman's son having a near-death experience, and the song Oceans is playing through it all. I sobbed like a baby for 2 hours, and it, like, just killed my Saturday.
Yeah, I was just going to say, it's tough for me to watch those shows because...
Oh, man.
Hey, fat and smiling, man, I get mushy. My wife's always like, are you crying?
No, it's the grass inside the house.
No. So, listen... 8 people have been on the show. That's how I learned scripture. I learned so much by you guys sharing your testimonies and your experiences with me. The number's out there, guys. Please, I encourage you, if you have any prayer requests, if there's a church and I can go with you, and if nobody reaches out, there's that church that I'm looking for, I want to go. Tomorrow, we're going to be at Scotty McCrary. Before I end, again, I want to say, John and Kathy, thank you so much for being the amazing people that you are, gifting this airtime and all the things that you do with your employees. I'm going to tell MJ, CJ, John and Kathy, glory to be to God. You're beautiful.
Thank you.